Last year's flooding came on the heels of a similar disaster the previous year, much of it on terrain that traditionally does not flood. In 2007, 14 counties got doused with water. In 2008, much of Jefferson's downtown was covered in water, and Lake Delton lost a lake. In all, 30 counties were affected. Wisconsin got federal disaster assistance, but Laura Getter from the state's Emergency Management Office says that's not always the case. In fact, she says it's rare.
We're very fortunate the last couple of years to get federal disaster assistance, but federal disaster assistance also is not designed to make you whole. It's basically to cover necessary needs that you have, and so there's still that huge sum of money that people have to come up with.
Spring Green resident Jamie Licht knows all too well how natural disaster can create financial distress.
We had to do a lot of work in our house.
Licht, his spouse, and their three children were displaced over a month last year before their flooded basement was free of mold, water, and sewage.
We had to gut our basement, new water heater, new furnace, drywall, flooring, carpet, and then a lot of extra purchases to keep the water from coming out.
They got federal assistance for hotels after their home was flooded. The Licks also got money to replace a damaged water heater and basement furnace. Insurance helped pay for a sump pump, but the family had to foot the bill for a generator. Their home is now livable, but worth less. And most of their neighbors will never return. Their damaged homes will be bought and torn down using a $4 million federal grant. All but three of the homes in the Spring Green subdivision qualified for the buyout. Lick says he's disappointed he didn't. Others are perplexed.
Well, a lot of people think that this whole area is getting bought out. Then we tell them we're not, and the reply is, why would they leave a few homes back there in case this happens again? Why wouldn't we just get all of you out there so we don't have to worry about it again?
Spring Green is one of the first communities to get buyout money. State emergency management officials are still processing FEMA claims for other properties.
Quite a few applications are submitted to FEMA right now. We have the City of Elroy, Village of Gays Mills, we have another application in for them, City of Fond du Lac, City of Janesville, Kenosha County.
That's Hazard Mitigation Officer Roxanne Gray. She says 15 communities in Wisconsin appear to qualify for buyouts.
It's not going to make them completely recover because the limited amount of funds we had, we made priority acquisition and demolition of those structures that were over 50% damaged with priority given to primary residents.
Although the floodwaters are gone, danger of future flooding and distress from last year's $765 million natural disaster make it an ongoing concern. Heavy snows over the winter saturated the ground. Officials say southern Wisconsin is still at risk of summer flooding. State Emergency Management spokeswoman Lori Getter urges residents to consider flood insurance.
You know, maybe a little bit expensive paying $200-$300 a year, but you look at the benefits of if your home is flooded and how many thousands and thousands of dollars it costs, really outweighs having that homeowner's insurance policy.
Less than 1% of the state's households have flood insurance. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.